Looking for a Honda? Get to RoushHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RoushHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. 646, 69 degrees. Bob Connors with you Friday morning, May 16th. Here is Matt Mayer, president of the Buckeye Institute. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Generally, on your visits, you bring me light and sometimes bad news about my money. The light I can deal with, the bad news about money. This conversion levy that you're talking about, exactly what does that mean?
Well, the conversion levy was passed in the 2009 state budget. And what it is it is a new levy that school districts can use to essentially bring their levies up to the 20 mil floor. And what that essentially means in Ohio is currently homeowners are protected by what's called House Bill 920, which when property prices go up, and the appraiser comes in, and they appraise the value of the home higher, it caps the amount of the tax increase you're going to get hit with to rule of thumb, about 15% of the value increase. If you pass a conversion levy, which this is the governor's proposal that the House and Senate passed, what it would let them do is essentially eliminate that protection to homeowners. And so when property prices start to increase again, which they will soon, homeowners in Ohio who are in these school districts that pass these conversion levies would essentially get hit with pretty large tax increases every single time the house is assessed at a higher value. And these can be passed as permanent levies, which means once they're passed, you don't get a chance to vote on these again. And so your taxes are just going to go up, and then that's bad. Second part of it is school districts would then essentially never need to come back to you to justify how they spend their money, and so because they'll have more money coming in and they'll know what to do with. So you'll essentially drive down accountability into our school districts.
Is this similar to homesteading?
It's another complexity to the issue. I mean, it's yet another factor that we're trying to kind of tweak and play with the property tax system here in Ohio. And I think, you know, the paper really written by former Franklin County Auditor Joe Testa really focuses on kind of the whole system in Ohio and why we need to simplify it instead of adding more complexity by adding yet another type of levy. Joe, I think, really takes the position to say, look, we need to simplify our system, not make it more complex, because all we're doing is making it even more confusing for average Joe or average Jane to frankly understand what it is they're actually voting for.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that going around. And as an example of how conversion levy would result in significant property tax hikes, you submit the had Columbus City Schools pass a conversion levy in 1998, the amount of increased property taxes homeowners would have been subject to from 98 to 08 compared to what they paid under the existing 98 levies would have been approximately
$169 million more in property taxes in Columbus City Schools.
Good heavens.
Yeah, huge amount of money. And that's why this is not a trifle thing. And one of the little problems with the conversion levy is when school districts try to pass these, they're going to say it's revenue neutral, because in the year it actually passes, it would be revenue neutral. All it does is repackage the existing levies, and the tax hikes wouldn't really occur until the next assessment comes in where the values go up. And so that's where it starts being anything but revenue neutral, and people who vote for it under that kind of false premise are going to realize, oh my, what did we vote for? And when once that thing's on the package, you know, you're stuck with those increases year after year after year. And again, in Columbus, that would have been about $170 million more going into Columbus City Schools. Again, without the ability to have to go back to the voters and justify how they're spending the money, which we think is a good thing. We like that kind of accountability, whether you vote for those levies or not. And in Columbus, they voted for an additional levy thereafter, after 1998, which is fine, but at least Columbus had to come to the homeowners and say, hey, here's how we're spending your money. We want you to give us more. And if the voters pass that's their decision as voters to do that. But we want them to have the information and the ability to keep schools in check.
The last two lines of your press release: the most powerful voice homeowners have is to reject levies where the schools have failed to justify the need for more tax dollars. We must preserve that voice. What do we do?
Well, I think what we do is we got to make sure people can, you know, go to our new website, the www.buckeyeinstitute.org, and there are two searchable databases on there. One has teacher salaries and one has school data salaries. So voters can now go to the website and they can look to see what are teachers making. Do they think they're making enough or too much or too little? They can go to the school data and say, how are my schools performing? And if they don't think the school district is doing what it should do, then they can reject the levy. If they do, that they can pass a levy. But the key for us is preserving the right of voters to be able to vote routinely on making sure they keep these school districts accountable. Because otherwise, as we've seen, 10,000 fewer students in Columbus, per pupil spending is up 90%, teacher pay is up 28%, which is far greater than inflation. And so what you have is you have these factors that are disconnected from how the school is actually performing. At some point, voters are going to say, wait a minute, we don't think that's how we're going to continue to operate, and they're going to want to keep the schools in check by saying no to levies.
That is Matt Mayer, president of the Buckeye Institute, talking about the conversion levy report by former county auditor Joe Testa.